Welcome to Crafting Solutions to Conflict, a podcast exploring how to deal effectively with conflict, actual and potential, good and bad. Engaging guests discuss a range of insights, and I cover tips and topics based on my 35-year fascination with conflict and my experience helping people with it. I'm your host, Jane Bettel, and my goal is to share a perspective on conflict that is both practical and positive. Can you really mediate that? My guest last time, in episode 60, was Charlie Pillsbury. I first met Charlie over 20 years ago, when he was the executive director of a local community mediation agency. The focus of our podcast conversation, though, was his work with Mediators Beyond Borders International. Charlie is also the co-director of the Center for Dispute Resolution at the Quinnipiac University School of Law. In the last week, the center sent out its newsletter, which included news about its work with Connecticut's official agricultural mediation program, which includes mediation services for issues involving agricultural loans, wetlands determinations, land and equipment issues, organic foods, and family farm transitions. Looking at these applications of mediation together reminded me of the wide, wide range of conflicts and disputes that can benefit from mediation, and reminded me that most people have no reason to know about that wide range. So, here are some examples. In the U.S. and many other countries, the best-known type of mediation involves divorcing couples who want to end a marriage and make decisions regarding finances and children. I have never done that type of mediation, but people often don't hear me the first time I say that. It's so frequently the only use of mediation that they have ever come across. My main focus is in workplace challenges, conflicts in extended families, across one generation of adult siblings, cousins, and more, or over more than one generation, or both of those, and the overlap and interplay of those two arenas, family businesses and other family enterprises. Some other examples? Disputes in school districts about educational plans for special needs students. Elder mediation, which I do on occasion, involving adult children and others, sometimes including the elder, grappling with care, housing, and financial issues. Environmental and public policy disputes, which can be very large scale and have wide geographic impact, or involve different constituencies within a small village. Peer mediation for students from middle school through college. Personal injury litigation, where it's in everyone's best interest to not roll the dice, but instead to reach an agreement on the resolution of the case. Business partners at odds over operating or exiting the business. Medical malpractice cases, sometimes resolved before a lawsuit is filed. Parent-teen mediation. Property line disputes between neighbors. All sorts of commercial disputes, including patent, copyright, and royalty issues. International disputes involving two or more countries. Field assignments for adult soccer teams. Personal volunteer involvement on that one. Even victor offender mediation. We will leave for another day the question of how restorative justice, a closely related process, may differ from mediation. There are many other examples. If you have one to share, please let me know. This is just a sample to encourage you to think broadly and creatively about when mediation might help in crafting a practical and positive solution to conflict. Thank you for listening. If you enjoy the Crafting Solutions to Conflict podcast, please share it, leave a rating or review, subscribe through one of the major apps. For anyone new to podcasts, here's something you may not know. Subscribing is free. You can also find the show at craftingsolutionstoconflict.com. Comments or ideas? Let me know. Until next time, I'm Jane Bettle.